This is episode 138 on 11/5? Sure, let's go with that.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and Joe's operation to make it fair and pick on him. I am Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I am Joseph Ferreira.
At least he is when the drugs are not on. How are we doing there, Joe?
It's kicking in again.
Right on, right on.
So we're happy for you.
Let's start with you before you go into La La Land.
Yeah.
Joe, what have you been up to in the past few days, and particularly in the past few hours?
I had a quote-unquote procedure done, and so now I'm resting in bed and hoping that the pain meds kick in again.
Yeah. Now, I had talked to Joe earlier to see how his procedure was, because the last time I was on, you guys had me on where I had my procedure. It was the most miserable experience in the world. So it was welcoming to see somebody share in the misery, because then it would be like, yeah, we went through hell and back. But
misery loves company.
Yes, but you did not go through a miserable experience, you SOB.
Yeah.
You had a pleasant experience. I think your doctor gave you flowers. He he massaged them, I guess.
I'm taller.
You're taller.
And thinner. And, yeah, no. Actually, it was funny because he said, yeah, normally we would give like a half dose. But I went to the seminar and they said, just give them the full dose of anesthetics. And I'm like, okay.
Do you want to tell the world what you had?
Yeah, I had a vasectomy.
There you go.
Just... Oh, wait. I had a vasectomy. I had that today. And thankfully, the pain medication isn't strong enough to make me loopy, but I'm here resting in bed now.
Nice.
The crazy thing is Joe had a vasectomy, but he was supposed to get his tonsils out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Janine in the chat room says, Joe, just breathe, then it won't hurt. I mean, that's what they told me when I had my kids. Just breathe.
Yeah, my wife's all giddy about it because, you know, she had four kids. And so she looks at me, you'll be fine.
Walk it off, she says.
Yeah, walk it off. I'm like, yeah, but at least there was some redeeming value with having children.
Greg in the chat room says, just be thankful you're not a rodeo star.
Oh, gosh. No kidding. I'd be down for the count. I had that today. But this week, I actually resurrected my my 4S iPhone and got that thing back up and running and dug out my Olo clip and was playing around with it, getting Pure Shot ready and using and getting Camera Plus on there. So I'm ready to start hauling that thing around and getting some images with that, especially the macro
stuff.
So just to bring it back to photography.
There you go. Matt, what have you been up to? Okay. Oh, sorry, go on.
I was going to say, but during the procedure, the doctor said, so what do you like doing? I said, oh, I do a podcast on iPhone photography. So the whole procedure time, we're talking about Tiny Shutter and that whole thing. So it was good.
Oh, Dave in the chat room actually asked something interesting. How does the 4S feel compared to your iPhone 6?
It is small. It's funny. Because it feels thicker, but it also feels smaller, which it is. But
Greg in the chat room says you need the Olo Clip macro just to see the screen.
What's funny is that I was, I started using PureShot, and the 4S just started to heat up. So I think it's really using a lot of process power to run that little app.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep playing around with it and see if that's true. But the one thing that I need to get is it's right now I don't have it in a case, but I'm going to find a cheap case to put on it and then, you know, cut out the section for the Olo clip.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, you know, bust it up. It's still in great condition.
Right on. Matt, what have you been up to?
Just real quick, speaking of the 4S, I saw a rumor today that Apple is going to bring back a 4-inch iPhone.
Really?
We could talk about that in focus points because that is pretty interesting.
Huh.
All right. Well, my little spiel here on what I've been up to would be pretty quick. Pretty much nothing. In the last week or so, especially now that the time has changed, it's just kind of like if I can get out the door early enough in the morning, maybe I could sneak in a couple sunrise shots or something somewhere before I go to work. Or like today. Today I actually managed to do both, sunrise and sunset. Right when I got to work, I took a picture of a farm. It's like across the street from my office. And then after I left work, I went to a park and did a panorama of a lake at sunset, basically.
Yeah.
And the only other shooting I did, over the weekend, we were at some friends of ours here in Ohio have a farm near Columbus, Ohio, and we spent the weekend hanging out with them. So I did just like some more farm pictures, like, I don't know, pictures of sheep and chickens and stuff. And I actually played around quite a bit with live photos again. It just seemed like the right thing to do. So I had my new tripod mount for the iPhone 6S Plus. Well, it's for any phone, but it expands real wide, so the 6S Plus will fit in it. And I did, like I mentioned last week, wanting to do some pictures where there's just kind of like one element of the photo that moves while the rest of it's still. And Saturday night we had, at one point it was a bonfire, but when I took the pictures, it was a big pile of wood that had a little bit of fire in it. Yeah. So I did some pictures of that, and I like the way they turned out. Now I'm just trying to figure out like how I could share them, because to the best of my knowledge, Facebook and Instagram don't display them yet. So
you'll just be able to see an image.
Not the live image. So I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to hang on to these until, until they, you know, enable us to share them or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's it. A little bit of photography, nothing too earth shattering or anything, but trying to make it happen when I can.
Well, I got some earth shattering stuff.
I want to hear all about it.
I did something that you guys would never guess. And I'll just say, because you wouldn't guess it, I bought a selfie stick.
Oh man, it had to be an impulse buy in like the checkout line at the grocery store.
It was there was the devil and angel on either side, and the angel said in my best Adam Sandler voice, "They're all gonna laugh at you," and the devil says, "Yeah, they will." But yeah, I bought a selfie stick because
is it Bluetooth enabled?
It isn't, and it's just one of those cable ones. And
oh, okay.
I gotta say, I love the selfie stick. It ties into the review that I'm going to share in just a few. But I can see myself using this to do the tiny shutter videos, just to get some. You know, when I'm on my own and I need to do some audio, and Joe is adjusting the ice on his
Yes, sorry.
On his boo-boo. And here, I'll give you this.
Please, not to throw away. I give you a happy poopy time.
Sorry, you know too much.
There you go. sorry, I haven't used the soundboard in ages. So the idea was to use the selfie stick with my iPhone 6 that I still have. It's my wife's old one. And it turns out it does not work with my iPhone 6. For some reason, there's something wrong with the audio jack, but it's not working. It works with every other phone except for that one, the one that I intended to use it with.
Aww.
So I'm going to have to get one that has Bluetooth capabilities. And yeah, I bought a selfie stick, and I have stopped using the iCloud storage. I turned that really? Off, and I spit in its face now. And the reason is, once I switched over to the iPhone 6S Plus and everything was synced up, there was still 15 gigs of photos that were coming from, you know, just my photo library. And I had no idea when that would go away, you know, how much that's actually storing. And it just bugged the crap out of me because I couldn't really explain that. And it was supposed to save space. So I ended up turning it off and just downloading all my photos into a folder. And that's how I'm going to do it from now on. Because when I had the 64 gig, that photo library just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And like, it wasn't stopping. That thing was growing like a weed. And yeah, so I just killed it until I could think of a reason to start it back up.
So you were just, you were just using it as storage.
It was nice to have the entire photo library right there, but it was just getting out of hand. Like, I know for a fact that a small thumbnail version of that photo couldn't be taking up that much space, not 15 gigs worth. So I don't know what was going on. I don't know what Apple's been doing. And then lastly, I got the Apple TV.
And, sweet.
Yeah. It's not bad. You can view your photos from the photo library that I conveniently turned off.
You can do that on the old one.
You could do that on the old one, yeah. The only other additional thing is that Mission Pick is on Apple TV and allows you to view photos. Amtrekker is a friend of the show, and that's one of the first things he's launched. So everybody should go check that out if you are a fan of Mission Pick and have the new Apple TV. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So can you do the voting and stuff on the Apple TV?
At the moment, no. I think you just look at all you can do is view.
All right, so add that capability and I'm in.
Right on.
Tell him that.
You got it. I'm pretty sure he knows. but I got to say, my first impression of the Apple TV is a very negative one. I think Apple just, I don't know what they were thinking, because starting it up, there's no way that you can take the previous Apple TV settings and move them to the new one. It's an entirely new operating system. Okay, I get that. But they didn't make things easy. When you start it up and have to type in your username and password and all that stuff, your Apple ID and password, instead of having like a grid of letters and numbers, they did it in one long continuous thing. So you're going back and forth, and it was just such a pain in the ass. And not only that, I'm like, you know what? That's fine. Because now that I synced it with my Apple ID, everything's in there. Let me just pull out my iPhone and use the Apple TV remote. Nope. Can't use it. It's not compatible. I'm like, all right. So this thing has been in development for a long time. it was supposed to launch, I think, in the beginning of the year, but they didn't have the contracts or anything in place. It's one of their own apps. They didn't have it ready. To my knowledge, they don't have it ready. You can't even use a keyboard, a Bluetooth keyboard with it. You can't. It's just such a stupid, stupid thing to overlook. And like for Apple, the company that thrives on, you know, being the company that it just works and we're better than everybody else, not being better than everybody else is just such a horrible oversight. So my first initial reaction to the Apple TV was absolutely negative. It was absolutely crap. And then once everything was up and running, when I got the apps in there, everything was just like before. It's like, all right, so this is an Apple TV that can play games now. Yay. It's cool, but, you know, it's okay. And then, you know, the big thing about Siri is that you can now use Siri to talk about things. And much like Siri on the iPhone, it doesn't understand a goddamn word I say. So congratulations, Apple, for moving my...
At least they're consistent.
They are consistent with that. So, you know, hooray. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Now that Siri's on the Apple TV, there's no telling what it can't do.
Have you ever tried switching Siri's language to like one of the other types of English, like British or Australian or something like that, and see if that works for you?
I think that messes with your location stuff too, and you can't do that. Last time I checked, but I could look into it. I mean, I'll check. But anyway, long story short, that's what I've been up to the past few weeks, and I made a couple new videos on the Tiny Shedder YouTube channel.
Woohoo! So
check that out. Yay. Wow, I'm already out of breath. Sorry, I went too long on that. So why don't we get into focus points?
Sounds good.
Yay.
Focus point.
All right, so the review that I was talking about earlier. Matt, you there? Oh, I think we lost Matt.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, the review, the Olo clip, right?
No, not the Olo clip. I am talking about, well, remember the last time I was on the show, we were talking about the Volta iPhone case? Yep.
Yeah.
So the Volta was a device that will allow you to use a LED light in place of your regular iPhone flash.
Right.
This is the same thing, except the light isn't for the EyeSight camera. It is for the FaceTime camera. This is an LED light for selfies.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so I got this. Lumi was kind enough to send me a review copy. And at first I was going to be like, all right, take some selfies. Oh, wait, I'm an ugly chud. Then I had my daughter and my wife take some selfies, which was better and more pleasant to look at. Matt, you're back now, right?
I am here, yes.
Perfect, awesome. Skype issues. Oh,
yeah. I'm actually back better than I was before.
Yay! Like a superhero.
Yeah, it's like this is actually version 1.0.1.
Nice. Made it through the beta test. So, you know, I had my wife and daughter take some selfies, which is cool. But then I thought, what would be the best way to use this? Like, how can I make this thing more fun? And I had a wedding, you know, on October. I had a whole bunch of weddings. So I decided to take this with me and stick it on my spare iPhone 6. And I was going to see if people would take to it. And I got to say, as silly as it sounds, as having a selfie light for your iPhone, I think this is one of the best professional buys that you can make, especially if you're a wedding photographer, and more so if you're a wedding DJ, because this is really cool during wedding receptions. Like I turned on the light, and I handed it to like the bride just to go out and have fun. I'm like, here, go take some pictures. And I would give it to like a bridesmaid that was sitting down. And I'm like, give this a go, you know, say, hey, it's for the bride and groom. And so they would go out onto the dance floor. Everyone's dancing, having a good time. They pull this out, start taking photos, and everybody is running up to it because they see the light that's coming from it. And it's a one, it's a novelty. Two, it's, you know, oh my God, I see somebody having fun. So people are flocking to this thing, photobombing it like crazy, and just having a good time with it. And I'm like, oh, God, that's a winner. And the DJ was really thrilled because people were getting up onto the dance floor. And, yeah, I think I'm going to include this in my wedding packages from here on in. Not as an option, but something that I'm just going to add to you know, just as an expense. And
yeah, that's cool.
It really was. And it was really cool to see this thing having a life of its own. Because I didn't anticipate it being this popular. I thought she would just run and grab a few photos here, grab a few photos there, and, you know, that, you know, call it a day. But people were just flocking to her left and right. And same with like some of the bridesmaids. They were just all coming in there having a great time. And it was a lot of fun. And the Lumi case is only like $55 on their website. I don't know if you could buy it off of Amazon. I haven't checked. But on their website, the case for the iPhone 6 is $55. And this is also why I bought the selfie stick, is to use that in use this case in conjunction with the selfie stick, and then just hand it to the bride and just let her have it as kind of a wedding gift, I guess. Here you go. You paid for this in your package.
yeah.
But you know, before I do the wedding, I'll figure out what iPhone she has or what kind of smartphone she has. Buy a selfie stick, which could get them cheap. You could get them for like $12. You know, find out which iPhone she has, and then boom, have it as a prop so that she can go around, or, you know, other people could go around and capture photos with it. And with a selfie stick, you're going to be able to get a wider view of a wider range. So it really was cool. I was really, really surprised as to how popular this thing was. And to be honest with you, I don't think this company goes far enough with the selfie light. I think they really should have their own line of selfie sticks that attach to the case itself. I think that'd be pretty rad. Like I said, I can't speak highly enough about this thing. They're not paying us or anything to talk about this, but professionally, it really, really made a difference in the wedding reception. So, you know, that's my two cents on the Lumi case. Lumee.
It sounds cool-ish. For your application as a wedding photographer, I definitely could see the benefits of it.
Yeah.
And I definitely, it's easy to see like how it would be a novelty and all that stuff. Have you by any chance, like just taken some comparison photos where you just used, like took one picture with the Lumi case and then another photo using the Retina flash?
I was hoping you would ask.
Well, consider yourself.
Yes, I did. So what I discovered with the front facing camera is that regardless if you have a light or you don't have a light, the camera is crap. It's the autofocus locks on pretty quickly, but it's no eyesight camera.
You think after so many years of this, they'd actually get that to work right?
Well, it's, I don't know. I don't think Apple really intended it to be, like really chasing autofocus or anything, because if you have, let me just state this. If you have the, if you're not using a light, a flash to, or even the Lumi light to take a photo, it takes a photo pretty quickly. It's not searching. It's not analyzing anything. It's just boom, taking a photo really, really quick. So if you're using this on an iPhone 6 and, speed doesn't even become a factor, because with the Volta case, and I think we just lost Joe. We just lost Joe.
Bummer.
I'll get him back. With the Volta case, having the light made a huge difference in how fast you take the photos. With this one, it doesn't matter. So it takes speed out of the equation. When you compare this light with the light from the iPhone 6S with their brand new flash system, the quality is about the same.
That's what I was wondering. Because I actually think the Retina flash is pretty darn sweet.
It is good.
I think because it's a bigger light than just a little LED,
mm-hmm.
it just looks a lot better.
Yeah. And I mean, the big difference is that when you use the iPhone 6S front-facing flash system, that's when you will experience a little bit of a delay, because it takes about, I mean, it literally takes 1 second to get the light analyzed, and then it takes a flash, whereas the Lumi will just take the photo itself, and you're getting the same quality image. So if you're one that needs to take a whole bunch of photos in succession, then the Lumi case would probably be better for you. If you're taking a photo, say of a, let's say you do have a selfie stick, and you're taking a big group photo, the Lumi has a brighter LED light that will be able to handle that scene, whereas the LED from the iPhone, not so much.
Right on.
So they're pretty much on par with one another. There are a few minor differences. So it's a matter of like personal preference, I guess. But if you have the iPhone 6 or earlier, they make Lumi cases for the iPhone 5 and 5S, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm looking at their website right now, and I think you can get previous models. You'll be floating pretty good if you're into selfies.
I dropped out a little bit. Did you do a YouTube video on this?
Not yet.
Okay.
I am going to do a YouTube video, just showing people at a wedding having fun with it. Because ultimately, I think this is the best use for it. And yeah, I think they know it too, because on their website they offer gift cards for buying Lumi products. And I think it's the way to go. So if you have an iPhone 5 or 5S, it's $50 for a case, $55 for the iPhone 6, and $60 for the 6 Plus. And it comes in a variety of colors.
I bet it does.
Yeah. And kind of like the Volta case, if you need a flashlight on the fly, you just hit a button and you got yourself an instant flashlight. So
nice.
There's that too. Like I said, the selfie part, I had a hard time trying to make the review work because I don't really take selfies. My wife and kids take a lot of selfies just to have fun. So they had a lot of fun with it. And again, like I was really surprised how popular this was during a wedding. And I think it really is a good gift to give somebody getting married, you know, as a nice little birthday present or something. I don't know. I just dig it. Like I was yeah. really shocked as to how much I would like this thing. So, yay.
Good job.
Yeah. And I'll have a video coming out soon on that.
Cool. The other thing you did was the video for the Olo clip.
Yes. Wait a minute. Before I go into that, Dave in the chat room asks, what was the age of the couple? Younger, would they even use a selfie stick? It was a young couple that got married, but the people who I gave the iPhone to varied in range. I gave it to a bridesmaid who was in her mid-30s. I gave it to a bridesmaid in her late-30s. So everybody seemed to have fun with it. And then everybody who was diving into the photo, all ages. Moms were getting into it. You know, it was a lot of fun. Yay. So anyway, you were saying, Joe?
The other thing you did was the Olo clip. You did a video on the Olo clip, right?
Yeah, one of our most popular videos that we did early in the season was of the Moment lens, and it was just a demonstration on what the magnification would be if you used the telephoto lens and the wide-angle lens. And I decided to do the same video, same type of video, using the telephoto lens from Olo clip and the super wide angle attachment that it came with. And we just lost Joe again. I'm bad luck.
I think he's just getting bored.
It probably. Or he's really hurting.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Maybe he didn't think that the microphone button would mute out his screams of pain.
Mark was right. Mark was right. And his wife is just laughing. I have four kids. He did have four kids, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. She did, yeah.
She did, right.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I did the same video for the Olo clip. It's just a very quick look at what kind of magnification you're going to get from the telephoto lens and the wide angle. And sometime in the coming weeks, I'm going to do a comparison video now that I have both Moment lens and Olo clip. So that'll be coming soon.
Very cool. Yeah, yeah, that video was actually really good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Which made it sound like I don't enjoy your other videos, but that one was very good in particular.
No, it's rightfully so, because when I did the Volta video, that was literally after my surgery and I needed to get a video out, and all it was me sitting with an
ice pack.
Well, that wasn't visible, but I just had the Volta case in a light box, and I just talked about it and then shared sample photos, and people didn't take too kindly for that one. So, I wanted to make sure that this came out better.
Yeah. Well, that Volta video is good if you're like having trouble sleeping or something.
There you go. Which sucks, because it's a really, really cool case. I'm waiting for the iPhone 6 Plus version to come out, because that is definitely going to be something I buy. That light is pretty rad. So, yeah. Cool. The last thing I wanted to talk about that's on my list is from Bad Robot Interactive. Now, if they sound familiar to you, it should, because that is J.J. Abrams. Yes, Joe is back. He is resurrected from the dead. So before Joe falls off the internet again, Bad Robot made this really cool app back in the day called Action Movie FX. And
yes,
this is something that you can do. It's a whole bunch of action overlays that will work with your regular videos that you film. So it'll give you some instructions on how to video it. And, you know, before you know it, you have your kids running from a flood or getting struck by lightning or, you know, avoiding a missile attack. The cool thing is that they keep updating this with other packs. So they back when J.J. Abrams did Star Trek, he had a whole bunch of Star Trek packs that you put in. One of them, the coolest one that they had was being able to get teleported using the transporter. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was a pretty neat effect.
Yeah. So now he's going to do this other indie production called Star Wars? Yeah.
Sounds intriguing.
It's already the most popular movie of all time.
You use that teleporter one for
my daughter, and then today for doing a video while I was in the bathroom needing to get toilet paper. And I teleported toilet paper into the bathroom.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah. That's what boredom does to you, folks. Anyway, so they have a whole bunch of Star Wars packs that you can get now. And that's all well and good. But the other cool thing is that they have updated the app to make these HD compatible, because for the longest time, you would get this low resolution version that really wasn't very great. It was like a low resolution. So now that you can make a movie and you can export it in HD quality resolution, which is awesome, because that will allow me to do another video that I was planning to do on taking care of your iPhone screen. Let the special effects begin. But the other thing that you can do is export these as animated GIFs, which is kind of cool too. Yeah. And the money that they make from the Star Wars effects, all will go to 100% of it will go to UNICEF between now and May 5th on 2016, which I'm surprised they didn't do May 4th.
Nice.
Last horse crossing the finish line. There you go. So anyway, really cool app. I have a blast doing this with my daughter. This is just to kind of rewind. I think it was maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Yes.
The story behind it, and this is why this app is so dear to me. My daughter saw something on television that she thought was real, and I told her that it was fake, that you can do these with computers. And remembering to back when I was a kid, everything was done with mirrors. Now we've upgraded to computers. So I told her, like, look, I could do this on my phone. And so she was intrigued. So I got the teleporter app, the overlay. And so I set it up where there's nothing in the frame. And I told her to run in there and look at me. And she did. And she turns around and she looks at me. And she kind of trips a little bit when she was stepping back. So I did a little bit of editing. And sure enough, when she looks at this, she sees herself. There's nothing there. And then she sees herself appearing in the blink of an eye, and she kind of stumbles back as though the transporter kind of, you know, just dropped her there. It was really cool and really endearing, and she was baffled by it. But shortly after that, she was afraid that she was going to disappear. And I'm like, no, you're not going to disappear, sweetheart. we made this happen together. So it was a lot of fun. And then over the summertime, we did a whole bunch more now that she's warmed up to the app and, you know, she's, you know, not going to disappear. So she had fun running away from spiders. She had fun dodging missiles that were attacking. We did some videos where she did magic where, you know, she made lightning strike. She made snow avalanche on the dog. And, like, we did a whole bunch of things to the dog. And it was a lot of fun. And so now they have the Star Wars pack that we get to play with. So she'll be able to grab a lightsaber and, you know, she'll be able to duel this dude with the lightsaber, which I'm assuming is Luke Skywalker, Return of the Jedi color. Run with BB-8 from exploding stuff and so forth. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget that story about your daughter with the first time she saw it. But you know, I imagine, especially she'll remember all this new stuff, and show her kids, and they'll be like, "Wait, how did you do that?"
Yeah, Dave said in the chat room, "Start saving up for those therapy costs." You got it, man. I got a special fund just for that. Screw college. And Dave also mentions that Star Wars, as of right now, has only $9 to $10 million in pre-sales for tickets.
Only. That's fun.
So right on. So again, this app when it was this is the only time I saw an Instagram app that had an advertisement that pertained to me. Because when I saw that, I'm like, that just updated? Oh, my God. And I literally spent like $10 just downloading stuff. I'm like, I'll get that. Okay. $5 for, I think it was like $4 for like an entire bundle. I'm like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Joe, your audio just went into slow motion, so your laugh came out as
that was pretty awesome. It was like digital Peter Griffin.
Yes. Right on.
Dang you, internet.
Well, I'm out of ammo now, so does anybody else have anything to share?
Well, Snapsy got an update today, and I think the only thing that I noticed was that when you go to choose the image, you can actually scroll through and see the ones you want to do without actually going into your camera roll. And I thought that was pretty neat because it's like one less step you have to do.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I think I still prefer going into the camera roll because then, like, I know exactly like what photos are going to be there. This scrolling thing, it's like every photo from every album. So like if you have like shared albums and stuff, it even shows like photos that you didn't load to them.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Yeah. So, it's not like a big, super big deal. It's still a pretty cool feature, but, I still think actually for me, unless it's like one of the first, like, you know, five photos, it still might be faster for me to just do it the way, you know, that we've always done by going into the camera roll.
Yeah.
That's my
Any other cents. Updates?
Yeah, there's a couple others that I thought were notable. So from time to time, we mentioned the app Camera Plus, and the same people that do Camera Plus have a video app called V for Video. They had an update today, and one of the cool things about that app is they added transitions, and they're super duper easy to put into your video. Basically, you load your video clip into the app, and then basically you can select anywhere in the timeline of your video and then click a plus button, and it'll insert. There's like a couple different transitions that you could pick, but it's pretty quick and easy to do that. The app now supports 4K, so you could shoot 4K video now while you're in the V for Video app. And then there's a bunch of different 3D touch related things that, you know, just little shortcuts that let you get to your videos quicker.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good little app. It makes like doing basic video editing just like really quick and easy. I definitely like it. Yesterday, which would be Wednesday, November 4th, Flickr had an update to their app, and they also are getting into the 3D touch game. So basically, you can use 3D touch, if you do kind of what they call the light press. You could like preview photos, you could kind of preview someone's like profile or whatever to figure out if you want to follow them or not, and preview notifications. And then there's also like the full press that will pop you into like photos and stuff like that. And then the other thing that's pretty neat with the 3D touch is that when you press on a photo just to look at it, to kind of do like the little peek kind of thing, you could actually scroll with your finger left or right to get to like the next photo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's
pretty cool.
Definitely pretty cool. And the only other app that I really use quite a bit that had an update recently is Analog Film, which mostly I just use it for all the film filters that are in it. But apparently you could also shoot in that app. I never do that, and I never even really noticed that you could. But now they have support where you could use the volume button to trip the shutter.
That's an app that I've liked for a while, but I've never photographed with it.
Yeah, well, and it's probably because, I don't know, I think we're all kind of the same. We're all pretty picky about the apps that we shoot with.
Yeah.
And it's really got to be something special for me to want to use it as the camera.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of apps that we shoot with, so recently on our Facebook group, I did the poll about what apps people shoot with, and I've gone through all this the people who shared, and I've made a top 10 list.
Ooh,
oh, cool. Yeah, that I'm going to make a video on.
Awesome.
So,
well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and do a little spoiler on it. I just want to guess. You don't have to tell me if I'm right, but I'm going to guess that native camera is number one.
I'm going to say that was a popular selection.
Yeah. And I should say the native camera so that people don't go in the app store and type in native camera. Yeah. The camera app that comes on your iPhone.
That we've all dubbed as native.
Yeah.
What other top tens are we going to try to do?
You'll have to wait and see. What other lists?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Let's
brainstorm
real quick.
Okay.
I was going to say, just the obvious one, what would be the best photo editing app that we use?
Yep.
Yeah. We should definitely do that one next.
Yeah.
Or we could break it up into something like more specific, like best black and white apps, best HDR apps, you know, best, filter apps, which I have so many of those.
All right. You know, that's actually not a bad one, because the obvious one is to do photo editing, but I like the filter one. Should we do filter?
Sure.
Sweet.
Cool. Let's also best maybe collage type.
No, filter.
I'm just saying for future.
Oh, for future, right, yeah. But all right, so this week it will be best filter apps that we use. We could do that.
Cool.
Yay.
Oh, it's going to be so hard for me to narrow it down to 5.
It's going to be easy for me because I hate filters.
Joe, what are we going to do with you?
I mean, you don't have to pick 5. It can just be 1. A lot of people would just, in our camera app survey, would just, actually the most popular thing was doing 3.
Yeah, I think I did 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Well, when you have 50 trillion apps like I do,
yeah,
it's hard to narrow it down.
What was it? Greg McMillan said that he had like 250 apps that were on his phone.
Yeah, he would. I think he thought he was bragging, but I say big whoop.
Yeah.
Netflix doesn't count as a photo app.
That's right. Oh, real quick. Speaking of Netflix. I wanted to say real quick, there is a show, I think it's called How Did We Get Here? One of the episodes, one of the episodes was on glass, and the guy takes you through the history of glass, and it gets into, spoiler, gets into photographs and some other stuff. I highly recommend it. There's 6 episodes in this series so far, it's done by a guy named Steven Johnson, and it's really cool. I'm really enjoying it.
Nice. Silence. Did we lose anybody again?
No, I'm still here.
I just put up the survey Joe was talking.
Oh,
he finished a lot quicker than I thought.
Yeah, I said it was going to be quick.
Yeah, you were right, but I thought it would. You know, I was anticipating some static or some interference, and that would constitute a funny quip from Matt. And man, was I way off.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm sort of off my game right now just because of the medication.
But. Yes, we're enjoying that, actually. Or at least I am.
Yeah, I know. I bet. That and stupid internet. Golly.
I think the stupid internet just kind of ruined the joy of hearing you loopy. And
yeah.
for that, I curse the internet and Skype and whatever provider you use.
I can't say anything bad about them because I work for them.
But I could say all sorts of things.
All right. So, are we moving into post pick of the week?
We sure are.
Post pick of the week.
All right. So, so this week was Reflections.
Yeah.
And I didn't do one, I know. I'll have to try to do one. It's a little difficult from the bed right now. But
I would imagine this was the most difficult one that we did because it was.
It is. And you know what? Difficult is good, I have to say.
Right on.
Because then, you know, it's like you challenge yourself, but there were some beautiful ones that were posted, and Mark has forbid me from, you know, going through all the names of who did this, who posted. I think he was tired of hearing me drone on and missay people's names.
Look, I commend you
I was going to make the same suggestion to you, Joe. So.
I commend you on your commitment because My God, you when you peed on your leg, you emptied the bladder there because you said everybody's name, and after a while, I'm like, wait a minute, are you going over the list of winners or like? So we had many people that contributed, and we thank you. I think yes. We can leave it at that. If you want to see who contributed, you go to our iPhoneography group on Facebook. You could go to tinyshirter.com for direct access to that link. But if you go to facebook.com/groups/tinyshirter, and you will see everybody that's shared a photo in our reflections group, and you'll be pleasantly surprised because they're all freaking awesome. Like, literally, they're all awesome. Like, I did a goofy one with Lego, but everybody really gave some great samples. And my personal favorite that I'd like to see as cover art is from Nigel O'Connell. It's
beautiful.
Like, yeah, it's like a nice regal place, nice reflection over the water. I don't know where it is, but it was edited on iPhone 6 using PhotoGene.
It looks like it was shot somewhere in Europe, and I would have to guess, like, it's like the house is almost in the water, or if it is in the water, but
it looks really cool. Everybody should check it out.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a personal favorite?
Yeah, well, I would say Nigel's. I think Nigel's is my super duper favorite.
Yeah.
Just because that reflection's so crisp.
And so symmetrical. I think that's what catches me too.
Yeah, it's super duper cool. I really like it. And then Brian Morrow had two photos that he posted, and both of them I think are just absolutely fabulous. Especially the second one he posted, where there's just kind of like the upper part of a building. And it just, cause it's different. It's just a really different photo. I don't know. I really like it.
Yeah. I do. It looks almost like old timey type shops. And he did one in focus, and the other one was blurred, but and then Greg McMillan had a good black and white one. I wonder if this is one of his for his 365 deal.
Oh, right on. That was a great interview, guys.
Yeah. So
it was very enjoyable.
Yeah. So congratulations, Nigel. And if you guys want to be chosen as post pick of the week, go on to Facebook and submit your image to the weekly photo challenge and enjoy all the other images that are there and ask people questions. How did you do that? Or, you know, what kind of, a lot of times they'll put in the apps that they used, and, you know, so there's a lot of things you could do, not only by just submitting, but you get to learn a lot of things. So that's good. Good choice.
Right on. Greg in the chat room says, what's his name? Used the app to make the reflection. It's not an actual water reflection.
Which I say, got it.
Which I gotta say, still counts.
Looks good.
That app is really awesome. If it's the reflection app, I'm spacing on who the developer is on that, but that is a really super cool app.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't played with it, I highly encourage you to check it out. It's very, very awesome.
Oh, I'll download it after the show. A little late for this week, but
yeah.
So what should we have for a new challenge? What should be the new one?
Automotive.
I like that. Yeah.
You know what? That's cool. Automotive.
All right. Let's do it.
I shall add it.
Sweet.
After the show.
Yep. After the show. All right.
I think that's it. I think we could call it a show, guys.
Woohoo! Yeah. Sorry about my internet crapping out on me and, yeah, made for some awkward moments. I'm going to have to give them a call and give them the what for.
Do it.
Right on. And I got to call my urologist to say, you know, hey, my buddy in South Carolina had a better experience than me. What's up with that? And then he'll ask, you want me to do it again?
I'm yeah. Like, do over.
Like, yes, and do it right this time.
No.
Dumb bastards.
Well, cool. Thanks, Mark, for taking the reins on this one.
No problem. I'm sorry I went a little overboard. It's been a while.
No, that's all right. You did a good job.
I'm like a kid that was just talking nonstop. I'm like, blah, 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 and the other thing I did on summer vacation is. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, half the time I was like breaking in and out, and then I was hearing half the conversation. And I was like, oh, gosh, what can I contribute to it?
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
All right, so we could call it a day, and let me end by this.
This place is dead anyway, man.
In shape.
No, I'm kidding. We're ending it properly.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Joe, before we lose you to the narcotics that you're taking and or internet trouble, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Awesome. Matt, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, IM, and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Right on. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, on our YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/tinyshutter, where I bring you, hopefully once a week, maybe twice, once every 2 weeks, a new video on iPhone photography or iPhone photography related stuff. The next one I want to do is going to be the top 10 list. So stay tuned for that. But you could also find me on Instagram. I am Mark Sadowski with a Mark with a C. And yeah, and you can always find us on Tiny Shutter on what's that other one? Twitter. At Tiny Shutter. If you want to contribute photos, you can do so by just adding the hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram, or you could go to our Facebook group and contribute photos there, whether it's a weekly photo challenge or if you just want to share a photo, do it and we will look at it and we will praise you for all your glory and just have fun. It's such a awesome community that we have on Instagram and Facebook. I am really, really trying to find a way to be able to just highlight you guys on, you know, either on the website. I mean, we use your photos as cover art with permission, by the way. what else? I really want to make a bigger presence on YouTube for you guys as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, tinyshutter.com for the latest show notes, for the links to all of our social media places and our YouTube channel. Yeah, and as always, the other thing that can always help us out is a 5-star rating on iTunes. That helps us in the rankings. It helps us get noticed more. We are officially, and by officially I mean by my own standards.
Yes.
By standards that I've determined, we are, I think, the longest running iTunes iPhone photography show on iTunes.
The longest running and the only audio iPhone photography show on iTunes.
Yes. There's one other video one that's done by Adorama, but
yep.
Let's face it, it's boring. no, I'm kidding. I got to give that a shot. I'm sure she gives useful information.
Yep.
What does our audience say to that?
Boo!
That's what I thought. We're the best. So, anyway, 5-star ratings. That really, really will help us. And, oh, by the way, in,
Suck it, Android!
News, I've unofficially made a bet with the morning stream.
Oh, that's right.
So, I think on Wednesday's show, Scott Johnson, made the declaration that Mad Max Fury Road will be nominated for Best Picture. He says it will not win Best Picture, but it will be nominated, where the world said, you're smoking crack, and it's not going to happen.
So you Twittered him.
I sent him a tweet saying that if Mad Max Fury Road is nominated for Best Picture, I will lick an Android phone. And if and when it's not nominated, that he provide a soundbite for the show. So yeah, Dave in the chat room says he could see it being nominated since they allow 10 nominees. Yes, they allow 10 nominees. Not one of them is going to be Fury Road though. So anyway, that's the bet. So if I lose, I will then immediately create a video on YouTube, since that's the only way I can.
You should lick Mikey's Android phone.
No, I actually have an Android phone sitting in my bag here.
That was your dad's, huh?
It was my dad's friend's.
Oh, your dad's friend's. Okay.
So
who knows where that's been?
Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I'm licking it if I lose. I will make a video. I will post it on YouTube, and I will lick my words if I'm wrong. So so that is the bet. So I'll stick with it. Look, Scott Johnson's not going to care two shits one way or the other.
No, not.
But I made that promise, so I'll keep it. So right on. So that I want to add that at the end of the show. So yeah, guys, 5-star ratings, or I lick an iPhone, lick an Android phone. Anyway, before I stick my foot in the mouth anymore, or an Android phone, let's call it a day.
All right.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
This place is dead anyway, man.
Shut up and take my money.
There we go.